Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody, once again, and this is Business Radio X On Location. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. We're broadcasting here in the beautiful offices of Crayon and Marketers in downtown Nashville, and we're talking to folks about NABO and NABO Nashville and entrepreneurship and business and just everything Nashville. Just learned a new term in the last episode, Nashville Boom. I think I'll be hashtagging that a little bit later. But make sure you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. You can also follow NABO Nashville at Nashville NABO. And today we're using the hashtag NBU2016. All right, now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X On Location Studio from UPS Marketing Manager, Margaret Dunlap. How are you doing, Margaret?
Doing great.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. How's your day been so far?
Wonderful.
Right? It's been
warming up a little bit.
It is. It's Tuesday. It's kind of gloomy, but we're here in the studios, nice and cozy now. So let's talk about your role there with UPS. How long have you been in that position?
Well, I've been with UPS for about 24 years and in this particular position for about five.
Okay.
So it's great.
So UPS for 24 years, right? You must like it over there.
Do very, very much.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the culture, the community, everything, chance to grow. Mm-hmm. So just a great organization.
It's been very good to me.
Yeah. So Business Radio X, our headquarters is right next door to UPS's headquarters. So we're a big supporter of them. Awesome. And of course, Atlanta and all that. So so how long have you been in Nashville?
6 years.
So you've been in Nashville 6 years and working for UPS.
Right.
What are your thoughts about Nashville and the business community here?
I love it. It's a real tight-knit community, and it's got the hometown feel, even though it's a big city. Mm-hmm. And I hope we get to preserve that because it really is a very unique thing in Nashville.
It definitely is. So Nashville is a great town for sure. I see a note here on your bio that you speak five languages. Is that true?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Is that something you just kind of came to you, or how did that happen to be?
Well, you know, starting out as a young child, my family had some friends in Mexico, so we would do our own little private exchange programs. So I learned Spanish that way. And then took French in high school, and then ultimately became a German exchange student for a year and lived with a family, learned that language that way, and then ultimately lived in Sicily for 4 years and picked up Italian while I was over there. So it kind of came organically as throughout my life.
Right. Well, I lived in Germany for a year when I was stationed in the Army, and I didn't pick up any of the language other than like how to order a beer and where's the bathroom, that kind of thing.
Well, it's different when you live with a family and go to school and that's all they speak is German. You kind of have to learn it.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's great. So you've been in Nashville for a while. You've been marketing manager there with UPS for 4 years now. But what made your company decide to support women business owners and become a national corporate sponsor for NABO?
Well, UPS has partnered with NABO for over 13 years, and we've offered shipping discounts to its members, which is really great. That's a great member benefit. But we've actually sponsored NABO since 2007. It's been a great relationship. We have similar goals, and we support women business owners, and we have a great supplier diversity program that really makes sense and fits in really well with the NABO culture.
And when were you first introduced to NABO?
Well, when I came to Nashville, I was asked by my company, UPS, to be the local representative for UPS with the local NABO chapter, and that's how I became involved.
So for several years ago, and then you became involved, and I see in 2015, NABO Nashville, you were celebrating Women's Diversity Leadership Award.
Yes, I did.
That's fantastic.
It was an honor.
Where did you do with the award?
Well, it's at home in a very prominent location on my desk.
It should be, right, as it would be for me as well, because I think that's fantastic. I'm sure the folks at UPS, the higher-ups, were pretty proud of you as well.
They were. And really, the award was not just for me. It was for UPS's relationship with NABO, and so I'm very proud of that.
That's very good. So, 2015, she was nominated for the NABO Nashville Celebrating Women Diversity Leadership Award. And so let's talk about that for a moment. So it's important to bring women into the leadership positions. Mm-hmm. From your perspective, what are some of those benefits that a company or organization could have from bringing a woman into a leadership position?
Well, diversity is extremely important. And studies show that, and it's very evident in the numbers when you look at it, that companies just do better. They perform better when they've got a more diverse leadership team. And their bottom line is enhanced. And so as you bring more people into the conversation about the business, you get more perspective and better ideas, and you do better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important.
Yeah, it's just win-win for everybody,
it
for
really
sure.
Is.
I know there's some organizations in Atlanta that are pushing and striving to have 50-50 gender diversity in the workplace by 2020.
Right.
And so that seems like a long way away, but it's really not. And
no.
There's a lot of hard work between now and then to make it happen.
Sure.
But I think a lot of it has to do with convincing the men that women can, you mm-hmm. know, do the job and do it well in those positions.
Absolutely. And that's happening. And it's improving here in the Tennessee area as well, which, you know, and we've been up against sort of a battle with that because Tennessee has not ranked very highly in women in leadership positions, especially on corporate boards.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that number starting to move in the right direction.
That's great. And so there are a lot of reasons why you are partners with NABO, but any of those really jump off the page for you?
Well, yeah, to enhance women's small business ownership and help small businesses, particularly with diverse backgrounds, both in for women and other minorities as well, to have them be more representative out there in the community and doing well. And so UPS is uniquely positioned to help mm-hmm. with that. And we have a lot of different solutions that we provide to small business owners. And we also have a supplier diversity program, which is awesome. And so I encourage anyone who has a women or minority-owned business to go to our website at sustainability.ups.com and register to be considered for opportunities to partner with UPS.
I think that's fantastic. And we definitely encourage those folks to get out there and get involved, particularly the women business owners.
Absolutely.
You know, when they go to start a business, you know, they're really stepping out there and oftentimes they don't have the resources or the time and energy to reach out to organizations. So mm-hmm. the organizations need to reach out to them. Find them, begin to support them, and then they, from my perspective, would be happy to come on board and be part of that.
Absolutely.
So those entrepreneurs are working so hard to get their business launched, and it's really good to get out there and support them, particularly the women business owners. So here in Nashville and the NABO organization, they've been doing some great work. We've interviewed quite a few members here in the studio today, and the big event tomorrow out there at the women's Club of Nashville. You're going to be out there?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're looking forward to some speakers?
I am. It's going to be great. It's a great event.
And then it's something that happens regularly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the luncheon and learn kind of university opportunity to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we encourage people to sign up and get involved and get out there and make a difference.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good. So and then you know, what about 2016 for you and your role with marketing manager there at UPS? Any events or highlights that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to an event coming up in May called LeaderCast, and that's something I've been involved with for a couple of years, and it's a great opportunity to hear from really wonderful speakers on leadership. And this year's topic is Architects of the Future, and it's all about vision. So I encourage everyone to get tickets. That's going to be at Lipscomb University here in Nashville this
okay.
year, and we'll be partnering with them. And it's a great event, and it's in May 6th.
May 6th. Mm-hmm. And do you know the location?
Lipscomb University.
You just said that.
Absolutely.
Lipscomb University. And how about tickets? Can people get tickets?
Yep, tickets are already available. Early bird, super early bird is available right now through Lipscomb University's website.
All right, so definitely go check that out. Get involved for sure. And women business owners, as they begin to do more business here in Nashville, and UPS is certainly supporting them for sure. So let's talk a little bit now about your day-to-day role there at UPS. As a marketing manager, what are some of your activities that you're constantly working on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I specialize in the professional services segment for UPS. And as you might imagine, a lot of different industries ship, but they don't all have the same needs. So we have different specialists like myself who are experts in a particular industry with regard to solutions that UPS offers to those industries. So I work with a lot of colleges, law firms, insurance companies, folks who ship a lot of overnight express mm-hmm. type material. And so I'm able to kind of work with our sales teams to position the right solutions that fit in that industry.
So you're actively out there calling on customers mm-hmm. and you know, existing customers, as well as trying to find new ones within
exactly.
that niche that you're trying to serve.
Sure.
And so how does the business find you these days? Is it through referral, or are you out there knocking on doors?
Both.
All right.
All the above.
Right.
Yes. I mean, we partner with organizations like NABO, for example, and we get leads and opportunities from that. as well as other associations, mm-hmm. you know, Tennessee Bar, other different organizations such as that, that obviously have a lot of membership. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to get a lot of leads from that as well.
Right. And as we know, you're not the only player in the space out there. But mm-hmm. From your perspective, what are some of those things that you're doing that really separates you from your competition?
Well, a lot of what separates us is that we are more of a consultative approach to sales. We go in and we look at an organization's business, and we can apply industry-specific insights to what we know works solutions-wise for a particular customer based on our experience with other customers mm-hmm. in that same industry. So when we go in, it's not all about price. Price is obviously a factor, but it's the solutions and the value that we bring in terms of consultative sales that really makes the difference.
That sounds like it's a good deal for the consumer for sure. As we know, there's a lot of folks out there with, you know, the boilerplate sales experience, and you just plug and play, and having a more customized opportunity and really being able to dial in what your company and organization needs sounds like that's exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
That's good. So so here in Nashville, when you got some off time, what do you like to do to stay motivated and get inspired?
Well, I love music, and so I'm in the right place.
You certainly are.
Yeah, so Music City, going out to all the different music venues and hearing live music, especially the lesser-known bands, and hearing and watching people grow and develop. And I have a daughter in the industry, so it's fun to go watch her. And then, of course, I'm also big into travel as well.
Right.
So, you know, and it's just fun to go and get out and explore Nashville. Yeah, there's so much to do here.
Yeah, you get out there and use your five languages while you're traveling around the world.
I do.
Or here in Nashville. Any favorite honky-tonks here in Nashville you like to go to?
I'm not going to plug anybody, okay. But there's a lot of them.
I'm sure there are. Well, that's good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and your organization.
I sure will. Actually, you can go to ups.com. And that has got tremendous amount of information. If you're a small business, you can do ups.com/small business. And there's a wealth of information about how UPS is supporting the small business community. Also, I would recommend that you check out ups.com/my choice. My Choice is a great program for the individual folks who are receiving packages that you can control your deliveries. Wouldn't be without it. It lets you know when packages are coming within a 2 to 4 hour window, and you can control whether that package is delivered that day or somewhere else or some other time or wherever, so that it's delivery on your schedule, not ours.
That's good to know for sure. And so UPS is a national corporate partner of NABO, and they're also doing great things here in Nashville, thanks to Margaret Dunlap. You can connect with her on LinkedIn too, linkedin.com/Dunlap Margaret, if you want to get connect with her and get to know her a little more and maybe get some ideas for your company, how you can implement some of these strategies that she's seen success with there at UPS. So if we can help you further your message and amplify your voice here at Business Radio X, please let us know. We'd be happy to do so. So thank you, Margaret, for joining us. And thank you, listeners and supporters, for taking the time out to join us as well. Check us out on Facebook, Business Radio X, and on Twitter, @BusinessRadioX. On behalf of Stone Payton and Lee Cantor and the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.